For sure, Thursday. I'm not sure if I'll be here tomorrow, honestly. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do my best, yeah.
Let's be good, guys. Let's be good. Guys, let's be good. We got lots of... Okay, I want to begin... We had mentioned yesterday, Shtukl Torah from the Rav. I want to just... correct something. We had mentioned yesterday from the Rav that he had a shtickle Torah from the Ra'ah, that the Ra'ah held as an Isser, there's an Isser to use a Kli, an independent Isser to use a Kli, we had said. So that was a Mila, he said. It was a Mila. The Lashon Ra'ah, the Ra'ah was that it was a Mila. Mila means a D'oraisa in that case. So I was bothered by, does it mean D'oraisa here? So here we're talking about a Nosen Tam Lefkam. So since we're talking about Nosen Tam Lefkam, it's definitely Midrabanan. But what it does, it serves as a D'oraisa model that in a case where it's a Nosen Tam Lefkam, to use it, the Kli, in a situation where it's Asur Midrabanan, that was modeled after that Din of the Ra'ah that says that it was a Din D'oraisa, this concept, to use Lamaisa, a Kli, in a situation where, let's say, the Ramah said in Yordaya, Kufchaf Al Sifhei, anything needs a Gal or Libun, where you haven't Maksha yet, you can use for coal, Be'akroi Ba'av, and not the Kliyas. And that's the Din D'oraisa, the Ra, this Ra, where the Ra writes, Lamaisa, even though something, to use the Kli, even though the Michael won't be us, if you use the Kli, will be a D'oraisa, even though it's within Ben Yoma. So that's Lamaisa, to extend that to Nosen Tam Lefkam, is a Din D'rabanan. I was suggesting maybe it could be even on a D'oraisa level, but that's incorrect. So I just want to fix that. But the Rav was using that as a model, Mid'rabanan. That's in Simen Ayin, Lamaisa. That's in Simen Ayin. That's this lashon he wants to say. Gam itzul of asher b'kli yisur shena ben yomu humishum ma'ila. Ha'ine tiktu chachamim. Kol shen niv lisur b'kli hari nikra kli shel lisur. Vassal of asher lo liom achiach shirano. Even after Nosen Tam Lefkam. So the Ra'ah was a model on a level of Yeraisa, halakha l'maisa, but this is an extension of Midrabanan. Okay, that's the first nekud I want to mention. Let's go now to where we left off yesterday. Let's get it, b'zishim. We got a lot to do. We want to try to get everything clear with Yad HaDeShmaya B'Zashem. So let's start, as we get up to Sif Beis, finish up Sif Aleph, and then we got to get to Sif Beis, L'maisa, get the Chlorokite B'Zashem. On the concept of Cham Iksos or Cham Kulo, what does it mean? What does it mean, this concept of Cham Iksos or Cham Kulo, Halacha L'maisa? So, the Shach, it says B'Shem Nisiv Heter, and the Pesukei Teshuva quotes in Sifkot and Gimel, that the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ra'ah say that the Chom is Mispashet B'Kli, so the Is is Mispashet. Bein Livalea, Bein Lahaflet. Whether it's considered to be Livalea or Lahaflet. The Din is Cham Iksos and Cham Kulo works, L'maisa, both to absorb and to exude. Okay? And the Shach says, a Kli that's heated up through fire, everyone holds Cham Iksos or Cham Kulo. And a Boleh Mavlet B'Kulo. That means if you would heat up a pan with ham in it and take out the ham, L'maisa. Well, let's go with the simplest. You stick a fork in a piece of ham and you heat up the ham with the fork in it. Okay, and then you take out the ham and you're left with the fork. And then you stick the fork into a what? A Dover Kusher. What's the din? You're eating the bishara b'kol akli. That's a good example of cham iksos cham kulo. Bein l'wat boleh bein l'haflu. Okay, the whole thing. So the first sheet that we have is the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz writes in the Ra'ah that it's bispashet b'kulo. However, the Magen Avraham and the Beis Hillel and the Chachmas Odom in Klal Mem Vav Siv Vav say when the kli is nogeya the isser is bispashet only vis-a-vis blia, not legami plata. So what's an example of that? What's an example of that? We closed here yesterday with that example. Let's say it again. You stick a handle you stick a handle, a metal handle, of a Fleischig spoon. You stick a metal handle of a Fleischig spoon, a Ben Yomo, into a kli that's full of hot milk. We're mishar rak neged the handle, not keneged the whole kaf, because it just exudes into the pot the handle, which was in the tzir. And the reason for that the handle's usser, despite the fact that it didn't ever touch the busser, is because gabi blia, it's blia b'kol hakaf tam busser. So therefore, the gabi the blia, the absorption, it gets around the whole thing, even though it's the handle didn't touch the actual ham. But lemaisa, when you stick it in, when it exudes, is only your mesharoling keneged the kat, because exuding is only legabi what lemaisa it actually touched. So that's a good example to split between blia and plato. Okay, the third shita is the maram imintz and the shach and the prichodesh and the solus mincha, where they say the chelik of the kli matchis that didn't go into the tafs was not pole at all, and it's also not pole. But whatever, if the iser touches the chelik of the kli, the mechutz l'tafshel, let's say it touches a wall. Let's say it touches a wall l'maisa on the side of the pot. That spot where it touched the wall is considered to be usser. That spot where the wall is considered to be usser, that mako where it's nugget iser will be usser. So that's the third sheet. Okay? The first sheet is it's mavliya the whole way in mafrit. The second sheet doesn't leave vis-a-vis bliya. The third sheet doesn't do anything. It only touches the negiyah. And then the fourth sheet is the punim iris in the prima godim that say only when the kli is kulo cham shiyat saletis bo do we say cham ksoso cham kulo and the whole thing's usr. And then it's bolea kulo. It could be that he's not arguing on the third sheet, the maram mints. And he's just adding on to his words. So I don't want to say it's a four sheet, let's say it's 3b. But if you look in the shach, in Simen Kuf Lof Aleph Sivkot Yud Zayin, it seems that all the time the kli is not bolea kulo, even when the kli is cham biyatso lettuce bowl. So it seems from the shach, if you say like that shach, then the third sheet is arguing on the fourth sheet. Because the Panamira said when it's cham si lettuce bowl, it's neser kulo. The shach seems to say not that way. Even when it's yatso lettuce bowl, I can't see his feet. Even when it's yatso lettuce bowl, the thing is, you move over a little bit so I can see it. Even when it's Yad Soledis Bo, it doesn't make a difference. The Shach says it's not Bolea Kulo. Okay? The Shach says it's not Bolea Kulo. So we see Beferish Lemaisa. We see Beferish that there are four Shitas, Poshup Shach and Shach. Okay. Let's get this, guys. Okay? So the Bari Ashulchan in the Biurim Paskins Lechumra. He Paskins Lechumra. He says, Allah Lemaisa, it's Bolea 1, it's Bolea Bekulo. Okay? The Bari Ashulchan Paskins Lechumra like the Magen Avraham, and he says in the Biurim, let's get it, that there's a fundamental, let's go Yaakov, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Prima Godim and the Magen Avraham, says the Bari Ashulchan. What's the fundamental machlokes? Mitzad Echad, if the Tipas Chola falls Shlo Keneged Arotev, it's Mefapeh L'toch HaKneirim. This is what Yoni, you're asking me. Mitzad Sheni, we're Meshar Raking in a chelik of the calf that's stuck in the Kedera. We don't say Chamek Soso Cham Kulo. That's the stira that the Magen Avraham and the Prima Godim are trying to what? Are trying to solve. So the Magen Avraham answers the big difference between Plita and Bli and Plita. Chamek Soso Cham Kulo by Mateches is Yesh Bli Bekulo, but there's not a plate to Bekulo. So Memeila, when it's Mefapel Atoch Akdera, that's an Alzblia, an absorption. But Lamaisa, it's Plato here in our situation, it's not Plato Bekula. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, here we're Mishar Kenegat the Chelik of the Kaf. That's the Magen Avraham's answer. However, the Panim Godim, the Panim Iris, and as Yoni was asking, both of them are exposed on top. Okay? What's the answer to the Panim Godim and the Panim Iris? That the Keder is Rotachas. In Sadi Beis, when it's Rotachas, it's Mefapea Kula. However, Lamaisa, where the calf is cold, like in our case, it's not Nifmat Mikulo. It's not Nifmat Mikulo. So Memeila, it's only the part that goes in. So that's the answer of the Prima Godin and the Panamiris. How does the Bari Ashulchan Paskin? He's Paskin Lechumra on both accounts. Let's get it. What does that mean? That means he Paskins like the Magen Avraham Lechumra, that Issus Nivla Tomid B'Kol HaKli, even when it's not Rutach, Roteach, and he's like the Prima Godin, he's like the Prima Godin that what? That when the Kli is Roteach, it's Boleya Upole Pekulo. So the Yabodi Ashuk, which I gave you to Marmakaimus, says Rechumra on both accounts. Okay, fine. Now let's take this a step further and finish up the Sif, and then we get to the Mechaber Omo on Sif base. How much Isser is Balua in the spoon that is Nifla? Are Mishar Kenegad Kola Balua Bakli, or only Kenegad the Isser that's Nifla Mimenu? So, you know, the Beis Yosef wrote a parish called the Berak Abayis. See, it's written in the Beis Yosef. I guess it was written later by the Beis Yosef. And this is a machlokes, he points out, between the Ravid against the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ravid says your Mishar Kenegad the Isser that's Nifla. So what do you do by a Kli Cheres? What do you do by a Kli Cheres? It's never going to come out. So it's never Michosel that there's. You have to Mishar Kenegad and Kola Kli. Whereas the Ramban and the Rashba say, you're Mishar Kenegad the Isser that's Balu in the Kli. We're not Bekin Kama Niflat Mea Kli. Right? So, Lamaisa, there's a Machosel, the Ramban, the Rashba, with the Sechanan Bekalim. So the Isser makes the Tam Balu in the Kli, Chatichan Aslevan, you're Mishar Kenegad Kola Kli, or it doesn't. So the nafkamin is where the kli's bala ma'at iser. Are you mashar keneged kol kli because of chanan or keneged iser itself? Don't get me wrong though. That if it's an iser merubin, 70% of the kli, let's say, that's ben nivla, everyone's going to say, well, since we don't know, you're mashar keneged kula. The machlokes only finds a manifestation when what? When it's an iser muat. Ha'ari machria. So the Beis Yosef passes like the Ramban that you're mashar keneged the shir cotton. What do you mean the shir cotton ben ashinayim? The shear cotton, the smallest one of the two, meaning either the volume of the kli or what's balu in the kli. I don't care which one is smaller you go with. Ledugma. Let's say you take a spoon and you shake it up a little in a little bit of milk. And then you stick that spoon, milk spoon, in a fleshik pot. How much of your mishar? Can I get the milk that you shake up in? Yes. Because the kaf is not able to ask for more than it was boleya. And therefore, that's what we assume. And the Kavachayim, which I gave you in Sif Yud Aleph, says Isur the Rabbanan has some ruba. You can be mekel l'shar kenegan masha niflad. You can be shar kenegan masha niflad halach l'maisa. Okay, not what's called balu. Balu is much more. You're a mishar by the Rabbanan have some ruba masha niflad. Okay. Last two nakudas now in Sif Aleph. You're asking me this: a shaylo halach l'maisa yoni. What is the shear of the tafshel to be considered bishul bekli rishon, halacha lemaisa? What are we talking about? Does it has to be yatsa lettuce ball? So the Taz and Sifka Nachli, Pesachusikar Meis point out very important. The Marshal and the Chavis Yoreh say when it is chan, I don't care if it's al eish, even if it's not yatsa lettuce ball, we're chayshish that maybe atochom yatsa lettuce ball. So you find a shita that says it's an iser even though it's not yatsa lettuce ball. It's al eish. You can have a lot of shalas like this, halacha l'maisa. If something's alayich, oh, was it yatzalus? What are you asking? According to Marshan, the Chavazir, it doesn't make a difference. The Sivahetr and the Beis Yosef and the Raskata say only when it's yatzal that is bo. And the Taz is Paskin's Lakula, that it's only a problem in yatzal that is bo is also. So maybe that's why people always think that. But the Shach in Simikufe Sivkanhe is Mekel too, but he's Mosif Maskanis Dvor. I'm quoting. Afal b'shein yatzal lettuce bo mavliya kedei klipa v'chein yesh lahachmir afal b'shein di v'shar poskum l'nirakein. So he says you should be machmir kedei klipa. So a yatzal, if it's not yatzal lettuce bo, it's aleish, it is a kedei klipa. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says legabe ochlin, there's an iser of kedei klipa. Only legabe foods, legabe kenelin, you don't have to be chayshish. Okay. And then I gave you the kafachayim. The Kavachayim in Siv Beis, I'll be this of a head to the Primogon, the Chavasnaz of Kitzedek. Let's say you got a nice chulin, and you stick a piece of cheese in the chulin. But half of it is sticking out. What's the din? Your Meshar connected the halacha. Even connected the cheese that's not in there. Because what's the Lashon? What's the Lashon you did you? What's the Lashon that he used? Ochel is rach. It's soft. Zokter, he says, Beferish, Aval,
Shari,
Misharina Kineg Kulo. Yeah, I think even if it's hard cheese, he's being machalic between food and materials. This is the Chiddush. Okay, let's go, guys. Now we get the Sif base. Let's get it. Okay? Let's go through every step slowly so we get it clear. Okay? The Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, if you stick a spoon, milchik spoon, in a fleshik pot, and you didn't know about it, you need twice shishim. The Ramah says all you need is once. Chen Dogen. We got this? See, you with me? Machloik is Mechaber Ramah. Two shishim or one shishim. Yes? And then we're going to see if you need harbe pomim too as well. Okay? Do you need harbe pomim as well? So, the first thing I want you to get is the following. In order to invoke bittul, you need yedias ha-taruvus. The owner of the taruvus has to know about the mixture. That's based on a mishnah in Maseches Trumas. The mishnah says in Maseches Trumas, hey, mishnah ches, saw Truma Shinaflu Lameya, Vilhispik Lakbia, you know, Truma's bottle in Meya, you didn't remove it, Achinafla Kheris, and another one falls in. Harizu Asura, Reb Shimon Matir. You need to have Yediyah in order to invoke the Din of Bittul. Okay? You need to have it. This is the basis. This is what Rov Rishonim say the Pshat is. The Machlokus between the Tanakam Reb Shimon is where the saw of Truma found 100 saw of Hulin, and he only became aware of this before a second saw of Truma fell in. Reb Shimon says it's all permitted to a non-Kohen. And the Tanakhama says it's also it's Medumit. But if no one knew about it, that the first had fallen in, and by the time the second fall in, all the Tanaim agree that it's Osir. Yes? That's the standard pshat in the Rov Rishonim in the Mishnah. The premise being, according to the Chachamim Lamaisa, you need to have Yediyah. You need to have Yediyah, Halach Lamaisa, okay? You need to have Yediyah. If you have, the Reb Shimon holds Lamaisa that the mixture is permitted to non-Kohanim, and the Tanakhama says not to it. That's because you knew about it. Reb Shimon is Lamaisa going to be Mekel Lamaisa. In such a situation, that's the way Rov Rishonim Lamaisa. What is L'Hispik Lakbia? Let's get the Pshat in the Mishnah first. What's L'Hispik Lakbia? You knew about it, but you didn't pull it out yet. You follow me? So Reb Shimon says, Kol Omer Lizrok Yizarek Domi. That's a famous din. Reb Shimon holds it, even though I didn't take it out, as if I did. And the Chum are saying not that way. You follow me? But Halach L'Maisa, you need to what? The assumption is that if no one knew about it, there's no way that Bittul's going to work. Now the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, and in Ilchos Trumas Yigimol Halach Avav, is Masber, the Mari Kurkus, the Rabbas, and the Kesemish has a different shot. He says that the Machlokus is in a case where one was not aware the first saw fell in by the time the second one fell in. If you would be aware before the second one fell in, all Tanoi would agree that it is nullified. Okay? All Tanoi. In other words, if Shimon holds that the Truma is nullified whether you know about it or not, the Tanakhama says only nullified only when you know about it. That's the Rambam's approach. Okay? It's a Chiddush, Lamaisa. And even though the Tanakhama generally doesn't hold Kolomi Lizor Kizorot Tami, here he will. By Truma he will. But I want you to get that. You got me? Rov Rishonim. Now, Lamaisa, let's just mention it briefly. I want you to know we're not going to go into it as much. If we have time, maybe later in the end of Shir, we'll see. But the Rav points out the reason why a Baal Dover, the Baal Bus, has to have Yediyah is because Yediyah Sataru is not a Din of Bittul, it's a Din of Latest a Suffolk. In other words, when you know that there's a Suffolk, a Taruvus creates a Suffolk, Memeila, you can get to the Din of Bittul. Without a Latest a Suffolk, there's no Chalo Shem Taruvus, and therefore you can't get to a Din Bittul. Lamais, without Yediyah Sabayim, it's not considered a Latest a Suffolk. Without Yediyah Sabayim, it's not Shach, the Din Bittul. So you have to have a Taruvus. Taruvus creates a Latest a Suffolk. And the Baal Bas has to know about it. Then you can invoke the Din Bittul. Okay? You have to invoke the Din Bittul in such a case. We'll get back to it, but the Rav is very, very, this is where it comes from, this Din. Okay? So let's now get to the Din, Halach L'maisa. Let's get to the Din, Halach L'maisa, of what goes on here. Okay? The Smack and the Mordechai and Tour hold, you need the Mishar twice Shishim. Why twice, guys? So let's follow this, okay? You stick the spoon in. You stick the spoon in, the milchik spoon in the pot of what? Chulin. Yes? You got me? You stick it in, and you take it out. You had no yediyah. Let's say you had no yediyah. Okay? Let's say you had no yediyah. Now, we learned in Sadi Beis that Hanan, you say only when you know which chaticha it is. Yes? This is different than that case. Because when you take the spoon out, there's a bliyah from the what? The fleshik chulin, and there's also some bliyah from the milk. Yes? So therefore, what is the din? The din is, you're going to say Hanan on the spoon. Yes? So when I put the spoon originally in, there was shishim, keneged the bliyah in the milchiks in the spoon, but lamaisa, I couldn't invoke bitl because I didn't know about it. Yes? You got what I'm saying? So when I take it out, yes? I might have shishim in there, but I didn't invoke bitl. That means the isser and the milk still in the pot, in the chulin. But I didn't invoke bitl because I didn't know about it. So when I take it out, now I have what, shtickle chulin bliya in there, and I have shtickle milk there. There's still some milk in the spoon, bliya the milk. So now I say Hanan. Now, I thought we say only Hanan if I know about it. That's if I know which chatich it is. Here, in the previous case of Sadi Beis, Lomais, even if I would have known about it, even if I know where the dry milk is, I don't know which chatich it is. Here, if I know where the milk is, it's all in chulin. I know it's in this chulin. So I can say Hanan. So don't be bothered by that. Okay, I want you to get that distinction. So I take the spoon out, so I say Hanan on the spoon. So I say Hanan on the spoon, I need shishim now again on the what? I need shishim again on the Hanan. I need shishim again on the spoon. Now, I don't know how much I'm going to need, because I have a little bit of milk that's left in the chulin. Yes, I didn't invoke bittul, but now I need much more than that, because the whole spoon is usur. So the reason why we say call another shishim, because you don't know how much, so we're machmer. That's how you say another shishim. We need another shishim connected to spoon. You follow what I'm saying? Yes? That's the chiddush to what we're bringing out. That's the pshat. You got to understand every step. So when you take it out and put it back in, you're saying Hanan, so I need what? I need more. Because more of it is usher now. The whole spoon is usher. So I don't know how much more, so I say, duch, another shishim. I say another shishim. Okay? Now, Lamaisa, the Mechaber paskins, halacha Lamaisa, like this. He paskins like this. Okay? He paskins like this. And the Smak and the Mordechai and Tur, that's where the Mechaber paskins. Now, the Isser of Etnachum is a desert ghost, and the ghost, sorry, do say only need one time shishi. The ghost, sorry, do says, Machmer tov lo bracha, make a lo hitsu. Now, what's the reason why we're making? Let's get it. The Ramban says there's no Hanan v'balua. Even though the Ramban and Sadi Chesivei holds like the Rashba, by Tkifas Kaf, we're Mekel, says the Shach, Sivkot and Vav. Probably because there's no time in there. Probably because there's no time in there. You got me? Okay? Number two, Halach L'maisa, I want you to get this. Another Svar, why you only need Shishim once, okay? And that's what the Shach is Mazra, Adar Balu, we don't say Hanan. And even though we pask in the Shas and Zagor, but maybe you do say Hanan Balua, but here's a suffix, like I said, there's no time in there. No time. But there's a second Svar the Prima Gadim says. Kufhei, in the Prima Gadim Sifte Das, Kufhei in Siv Gimel, says that maybe when you take the spoon out, it's a klisheni already, which is not Bolea. So the Bliya Sisser, when you take it out, Lamaisa, the Bliya Sisser became, when you motu the calf, when the calf is inside, it's both Meshishim. When you take out the calf's already a cliche. That's another svara, Lamaisa, that's not Balea, and that's why I would not need shishim twice. But nonetheless, halacha Lamaisa, we have this what? We have this din. We have this din, halacha Lamaisa, machlek is the mechaber amah, whether you're going to need shishim twice. Okay? Now, please get this. The shach, I'll get to you in a sec, Moshe. The shach and sifkot and dalet, is medakdek in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, shtei pamim. Right? He says, what happens if you put in a third time? Well, a third time already is called what? The Basar B'Chalav Svi has been already established. So the third time you put in the rubric of general Shari Surim. And Shari Surim, the Mechaber doesn't say Hanan and Shari Surim. So you don't need, when you stick it in the third time, conceptually view it as being what? As being Shari Surim. You don't say Hanan on that. So therefore it's enough to have two times. And the Pre-Chadish argues, and he says if you stick it in many times, you're going to need 1,000 times. And that's the smack that says Harbet Pa'amim. Every time you're going to need the din of what? Every time you're going to need the din of Hanan. You're going to need Shishim every single time. Allah lamaisa. Every single time you're going to need Hanan. And this is the Chiddush of the Pre-Chadish. Because the Pre-Chadish says, and I gave you lamaisa, the Pre-Chadish says, this din, and Rav Simon came last year's sleep, and he pointed out he thought this was a Pella, the Shita. But Baruch Hashem, yesterday in Seder, we were able to find some Hezberim for it, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? We were able to find some Hezberim for the Shita that makes a lot of sense. And in fact, the Shach that denies it here seems to say it Lamaisa in another place, right? He seems to say it in another place, right? The Pre-Chadash and the Chavistas ask, well, Lamaisa, the Shach himself seems to say it also. Chasam Sofer asked the Kasha as well, Lamaisa. The Shach says it with water. When you cook up water, Lamaisa, he seems to say, Lamaisa says Beferish, that there's a problem of what? Of a plea from the Bas Mechalot, and you say Hanan again. So you see the Shach himself holds of this, Halach Lamaisa. You see the Shach himself holds of this, Halach Lamaisa. So it's a steer in the Shach. Seems like he's holding like the Pre-Chadish. So, Lamaisa, we want to give the following Terutzim, okay? We want to give the following Terutzim, the Kresi Uplesi and the Pre-Chadish, they argue on the Shach. But if you look in the Sifte Das, in Sadi Dala Bayas, in Sifkot and Gimel, I believe it was, he gives two Terutzim, okay? And the two Terutzim are follow. Number one, he says, anything that comes from the Basa B'chal of the water is the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan. So since the whole thing is a din d'rabbanan, that halacha, right? This halacha, dafka b'issur Torah were they machmir, to say that you repeat it. Not on an issur d'rabbanan. Anything that comes from Basa B'chal of were dainin lay rak only mid'rabbanan. So it could very well be, Lamaisa, that in such a situation, Lamaisa, you know, in such a situation, the Shach here is makbid, because here, Lamaisa, the only time you're going to repeat it in such a situation is on a real bona fide issur d'oraisa. Plus, he says that this whole din is a chumra ba'alma. And here, Lamaisa, doing shtei pamim is a chumra, so we're not going to do two chumras. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, he says, we're not going to repeat it many times, so two is enough. So those are the two terutzim that the Prima Gadim gives in the Sifte Das here in Sifkon Gimel. Now, a third teretz I want you to get is what Yoel and Yaakov pointed out, is from the Chavis Das in Sifkon Dal. And he points out here that every time Basa Shenivla Pam Sheni, you cannot call it a Shem Basa B'chol because it's Huklusha Tam, like the Rashba's Farv of Haklosha, which we're going to get to more today. And Haklosha, you cannot shaf a new Isser Chadash on the Shem Basa B'chol. Since it was already Usser, Lamaisa, it's Kamo Shari Surin, B'tam Kalish, and therefore Shari Surin, we don't say Hanan. That's why it's only two times. That's why it's only two times the Feirish Halach Lamaisa. So it's not a steer in the Shach. But, Lamaisa, the Shach that does give that case was talking about a scenario where what? Where you're repeating what? You're taking the water in the Basa B'chol, in that situation, that you're able to what? That you're able to repeat Halach Lamaisa. In Kuf Kimel Siv Zayin, Kedei Rebulu Mibasa B'chol, Huch Lamayin, it came from Basa B'chol, so we treat it like Basa B'chol. In that case, I'm willing to repeat many times you're going to need Shishim. But in our case, the whole thing is what? The whole thing is the Rabbanan. There's no way you're going to say it, or because it's a Chumra Gabi Chumra, two Terutzim, the Sifte Das, and the Chavis Das says it's a Klosha. So if it's a Klosha, you're not going to say it. Every time you recook it, it's a Klosha. So therefore, it's considered like Shari Surim, and that you don't say Hanan. So therefore, it's a major machloikis. I want you guys to get these three biurim. Please get it. Three biurim, halacha lamaisa. But the bottom line is, If you look in Ladina in the Kaf HaChaim, he says it's died the Chumra of the Shulchan Aruch two times, but you should know that there are Gedol HaAchronim, the Prichadus, the Kreis Uplesi, they argue, and the two Teruts of the Primogodim and the Chavis Das, the Frem for the Shach, Halacha L'mais. Okay, now this brings us to the following. We're going to get to you, Moshe. Okay, this brings us to the following. Please get this. What happens if you had a Yediyah? What happens if you had a Yediyah between the two? So let's get this. What does the Shach say in Sifkat and Hay? If you had a Yediyah between the two Tchivas, what's the din? You only need Shishim once. Why? Why do you only need Shishim once? The first, the Tchiva Rishona, your Mishar, the Shish Keneged, the Basar, that went in, Lamaisa, that it went into, and the Tchiva Shnia, your Mishar Opam, with the same Shishim Keneged what? Keneged the Hanan. Why? Why is this now? Yediyah. Because if I had a Yediyah, I invoke Bittul. So if I invoke Bittul, that means the milk that was sitting in the chulin goes up in smoke. I had a Yediyah. So that Shishim is fine. Now when I take it out, Lamaisa, when I take it out, I am going to say Hanan on the spoon because there is Bliya from the chulin and there is some from the milk. But in the chulin, everything's fine. So I say Hanan on the spoon. Yes? So I say Hanan on the spoon, Gezutter, hey, put it back in. If you have Shishim Lamaisa connected to the spoon, you're fine as well. Everyone cop what I just said? Because once you invoke Bittul, then this chulin is totally fine. So I can use that Shishim now on the Hanan, on the Kli. And that's Lamaisa what the Shach is Masbir from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, everyone got that? But the Shach takes it a step further. He says, one frekta kasha, when there is Yediyah, Lamaisa, you see, we don't say Chozer V'Neor, which would require you to have what, Shishim twice. We don't say Chozer V'Neor. We say that the milk in the chulin is gone. It's about speak one Shishim, but the Beis Yosef later on in Sadi Tesivov, Paschim like the Shari Dura, that if you have a Kazai sister that falls in the Shishim, say Heter, and then another Zai sister falls in, I won't say Chozer V'Neor, so don't be bothered by Chozer V'Neor. Chozer V'Neor does not come up here at all in our Sif, because you're using it through a halachic principle of Hanan. And the mice, I don't need to say that. So that's the Shach's Teretz, Halach L'Maisa. Okay, one last nekud on this, then we'll get to the Maisha, and that is, what happens if you stick the milchik spoon into the fleshik pot? We've been talking about the chulin, you had Shishu connected the calf. Then you take out the milchik spoon and stick it into another chulin pot that did not have Shishu connected the calf. And then you stick that spoon back into the Kedei Rishonim. So the Pesach Shuv and Sifka and Dal Aruch HaShulchan, quote HaMachleks amongst the Gedolei HaKron, the Chmud HaDeniel, says you have to Mishar twice Shishim. Even according to the Ramah, even because the Kaf became Hanan, and the Chmud HaDeniel holds, the Kedei Rishniya becomes what? Becomes like a whole Hanan. And the Kaf is what? The Kaf is Boleya L'maisa, from that what? From that second pot, and becomes Hanan. Therefore, it asks the Kedei Rishona with this Isser. So Memeila, in that case, L'maisa, the Ramah will say, normally I hold in the case, it goes in and out in the same pot, one Shishim is enough. What's the rationale? Because the Ramah holds what? The Rabbalu, you don't say Hanan. Halacha L'maisa. And even if you're Machmeran, Rabbalu, you say Hanan. Here we're saying there's a suffix, whether it was old Chalav in there or not. And therefore, we're not worried about one Shishim suffices. But in this other case, you stuck into another pot, that for sure became Hanan. When you stick it back in, you're definitely getting the second Shishim, Keneged what? Keneged that spoon, Halacha L'maisa. However, the Aruch HaShulchan argues and says no. He says one Shishim suffices, because when you stick the spoon in, I don't care how many times, wherever you stuck it in, the bottom line is Balua, we don't say Hanan, and it doesn't make a difference in the two cases. Doesn't make a difference. We don't say Balu and Hanan, and therefore one Shishim is enough, and therefore Allah L'maisa comes out good. Yes, Moshe, go ahead. This is the, you guys got to get every step to make sure you understand it. Yeah, go ahead, Moshe.
I think it was just on the first part where you didn't know in between.
Yes.
Is there a svara, or would anyone say that you would need Shishim both connected, the little bit of Leos that were in Owens and think of the entire spoon, like he was 61?
No. No, because Lamisa, you have, when you did not have any idea, the milk is still in the chulent. You have shishim, but you weren't able to invoke it. So when you take it out, then you're going to need more because old spoon becomes chanan. But
I know, so I'm saying, would anyone say that you need enough to be involved with the entire spoon and whatever was left that little meal in the chulent?
No. Why would you say that? I mean, you took it out, you stuck it in, and you took it out, right?
So you said there was some left in the chulent.
Yeah, there is some left. There still is. That's what we said. It hasn't. You haven't done bittul on it. You can't invoke bittul. It's still in there. It's still in there, Lamaisa. So, you know, the chiddush is that when the spoon now becomes chanan, Lamaisa, you know, that's why you have to be. You need double shishim. We're machmer. That covers what you're saying. The double shishim covers the 61. That covers what you're saying. That's that's goof of the chiddush. What you're asking is a good God. That's the chiddush. We don't know how much, so there we say double the shishim. That's goof of the chiddush is going to be. Okay, so this is a very important din, and I think the chiluk we're saying is correct about Hanan too. Because we had learned in Tzadi Beis, you don't say Hanan unless you know where it is. Well, that's you don't know which chaticha it was. Here, you also don't know where it is. We're saying Hanan, right? You don't know about it. But if I would know about it, I know exactly where it is. I think that's the chiluk. Okay? I didn't see anyone point it out, but I think that's what you got to say. Okay. And please get that Nekuda of Chozev Neor. It's a very sharp chiluk that the Shach makes. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, it's a fascinating concept, this concept of Yediyah, the Yini Yediyah, but it really comes from that Mishnah. I want you to know it well. The Rosh in Chulin, Perek Zayin, Lamed Zayin, I should have given it to you, basically says, Mid Reb Shimon Nishma L'Rabbanim Mishari Suru. Mid Reb Shimon Nishma L'Rabbanim Mishari Suru L'Obo HaRama. See, by Truma, you got to lift it out because it's Gezel. It's Gezel HaShev. So if a Yisrael wants to take it, he's got to take out something. But if it's Mishari Suru, there's no such problem with Gezel. Yediyah is Gorim the Heter. And the Rama says this before Jakuf Tefsiv Beit, the Shachs of Cotton Beis, that the Din Bittul of Taruvus, the Yavish Rosh, doesn't work unless you know about the Taruvus. Simply doesn't work. Halacha L'maisa. Until you know about the Taruvus. There is a Din. And as I said, the Rav is saying, because you need a Diyas at Taruvus, because there's a Latest Asafek, and the Latest Asafek is only when there's what? A Taruvus? And then you can invoke Bittul when the Baal Abayis knows about it. Problem is that the Rav develops this whole Mahalach in the Ramah, and the Shach seems to say that Bittul B'Shishim is Matir B'Mitzias, that there's no Tam Isser. So, according to the Shach, it should follow that maybe Bittul B'Rav should work even without Yediyas HaTaruvus. So the Rav asks that, Lamaisa, and he points out our Sif. He says, what do you do with our Sif? Right? It's going within the Mechaber, right? It's going within the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says that in order for Bittul to work, you need Yediyah. And the Shach doesn't say a word, does he? The Shach doesn't say a word. So the Rav says, since the Shach doesn't say a word, Masha, even the Shach holds, that Bittul B'Shishim doesn't work mitam, Bittul Atama Isra, Bivatul Atama Metzias, but it's also a formal din. And the formal din you need is Yediyah HaTaruvus. Okay, I want to bring that out, Halacha L'maisa. Okay, very important, that din. Okay, you have to know that. We said Hanan also requires Yediyah, but don't confuse it. Just need Yediyah, Lamaisa needs Yediyah to know exactly where it is, Lamaisa. Here, Lamaisa, you don't know what's going on, Lamaisa, but if I wouldn't know, I would know exactly where it is. In Tzadi Beis, I didn't know, even if I wouldn't know where the drop of milk is, I don't know which Chatich it was. Okay, fine. Let's go on now to Siv Gimel, okay? Let's go on now to Siv Gimel, where we can build up more position based on HaKlosha of the Rashba. We already discussed the Rashba at great length in Sadi Gimel, the Rashba. Came up again today regarding the Chavis Das that Yoel Yaakov found, Bir Adover, the Bir Adover in the Shachar, the only required Shnei Pum, you don't require 1,000 times, every single time, you don't require it. And Lamaisa, here we're going to see it again. Here we go, Siv Gimel. Okay, what is the din when you take this friendly spoon of ours, a Ben Yoma milchuk spoon, that you stick in the tafsil of basar, and you have shishim in the Tafshil Kenegad HaKaf. We haven't yet talked about the status of the spoon. We talked about the Tafshil. What about the status of the spoon? Within the shire, how much you need? What about the spoon, the friendly spoon? So the Gos HaSmak, the Tur, and the Rashba, only according to Rabbi Ruchum, says the spoon is usher. Why? Why is the spoon usher? Because it was Bolea Tam Basser. No? Okay. However, Lamaisa, what's going on here with this Rashba? This is according to Rabbi Ruchum. We learned in Sadi Gimel, there's a notion of Aklosha. When you cook vegetables in it, remember we said it was able to work, yes? Cooking the vegetables in between was matarine. Why is this not okay also? Why can't you matar through akhlosha, through the cholov, the being stuck in the basa, the milk spoon stuck in the basa? Say akhlosha. So the Beis Yosef says that there's no koach in the cholov when the fleshic pot, Lamaisa, you can't mak this, you can't weaken Isser like water does. So therefore, Lamaisa is not enough strength. Chol is not enough strong. It's not strong enough as water. Therefore, the Kedera remains Osir. And number two, it's lo yitochin that the Dabra Osir, whether it's Basir or Chol, could turn into a Matir. You can't be magal the Kedera. And therefore, the spoon remains Osir. But let's go with the Beis Yosef's shot of the Rosh Bar, not the Rabbi Yerucham. What does Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef says the spoon is mutter, mazen, and it becomes fleshix. It's a transformation. It's a transformation. This milk spoon that was put in the chol becomes fleshix. Wow. Because Nicholas Hatama Cholav Abluva Ayade Tafshil Basr, Mekevichi Shishim Kenegar Akaf. It's Kagala. Wow. The Nivla Makaf Tam Basr. Isn't that amazing? He says Haklosha. Amazing. This is an absolute tremendous chiddush. And the Beis Yosef says, I don't care whether you do a klasha through vegetables or if you do it through the basar mamish. It's against the Rabbeinu Yerucham's pshat in the Rashba. What's the hesber of the Beis Yosef in the Rashba? If you remember the tour, I believe it was Sadi Beis, wasn't it? Or was it Sadi Beis or Sadi Gimel? Asked them about Itter. Do you remember the Baal Itter allowed you to do this process even by Kli Cheres? You guys remember that?
It
was Sadi Gimel. Yeah, it was Sadi Gimel. Thank you, Yaakov. It was Sadi Gimel, right? He quotes the Baal Itter. Bani Tmiya zok the tour. Hey, chmut lovasa b'cholov. Chi anif ma'agala? Filo agala lomani Kli Cheres. If agala doesn't work, how could the milk thing work? Shepol etam in ma'amaz, a pella. Let me ask you a question. Why did the tour ask that same kasha on the Rashba? How could Aklosha work? No? You know what the Teretz is? Because the Rash was talking about metal. The Balit was talking about Klicheris. By metal, Aklosha works, the Beis Yosef says. Memela, Klicheris will be motor the Rash, but then it's a problem. And there's no din klisha. The Klicheris is awesome. Halacha l'maisa. And Rav Shmuel Tal Shlitid, the great Goyen points out that even the Rashba was machmir. Even the Rashba was machmir. You cannot what? You can't be medam achnasas kaf l'mayim rotchim to aklosha when the kli's on eish. Here we're talking about the kli's on the eish, poshim shot. It didn't say beferish though that the kli was on the eish, did it? It didn't say beferish that the flesh of the kapak was on the eish, did it? It didn't say it was mamish on the eish, but okay. But l'maisa, that's what he wants to say, l'maisa. This is the Beis Yosef's Hezber, comes out beautiful. Okay, how does the Mechaber paskin? He paskins that the kaf is usher. If there's shishim, the kedera and tafshil is mutter, but the kaf is usher. Beinim basar, beinim cholov. And what does the shach say in Sifkot Tes? What does he say? He says, even shar dvarim. What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of, guys? The Ramah about shar dvarim mean mutter where? Remember the Ramah said? Shar dvarim is mutter. Where did the Ramah say it? In Sadi Gimel, the first words of Ashar dvarim mutter. That was by Nosa Tam Lefkam after Meis Leish. For Shar dvarim it's mutter. Not to put in Basar Chol, but Shar dvarim mutter. Here we're talking within Meis Leish. Even for Shar dvarim it's Asr. Even for Shar dvarim it's going to be Asr. Halach lamaisa. Vafilu b'diyevet osir says im chos of his tachvoy. Pein b'basim im chol chos manchi bas yoimoy. Okay? This brings us to the kasha that goes a smack. Frektar goes a smack. Listen to this. Yes. Okay, forget about aklosha. You don't hold like aklosha, fine. But he says, why can't you consider the sticking of the spoon kihagola? Did you see that in the Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef quotes this from the Gosim in the Peretz. Frektar kasha, right there. He says, let it be kagole. Let it be kagole. Sadi dalad there. Yes? I'll read it to you. Koso rasmakos kimo. Vieshlik moa ke jakapa sim yishishim min akata min kere kudurz akapa sur beni masu min kholot. Volama kim ti yishishim kere min akaf im ki chasul akaf ki hagole. Ki hagole. Mi bli rishona. Vila ki din kere atzim basur. Basim kholot kholot. Whatever it is. Forget about that kloshe. Stick it in the chulin. Hagole. A transformation not through Haklosha, but through Hagolah, a fictional Hagolah, a halachic Hagolah. So if you look in that Hagolah, it gives four terutzim to this kasha. Let's get it. Number one, there are like two main reasons. Each main reason has like an offshoot to it. But we're going to call it four answers. Number one, we're cautious people are going to make a mistake and come to mata the kaf bahagala, also when you don't stick the whole thing in. Meaning when you do hagala, they're going to say, oh, this spoon was only stuck halfway. I'm going to do hagala halfway. You can't do that. Rabbeinu Shloimeh. You got to do hagala. You stick the whole thing in. You follow me? It's like a gzeirah. So the side reason to that is, 1B, even if there's a suffix, if the whole kaf was stuck in, when Rashar Kanega Kula Shishim. But Hagala only works when what? When you know Vados, the whole thing was stuck in. Hagala only works when it's Vadai, the whole thing is stuck in. And here the whole thing wasn't Vadai stuck in. Okay, we're Mashar Shishim. Yeah, yes, no. What's there? What can Mashar the whole thing? But you want to create a virtual halachic Hagala, that's only when you know for sure the Maisa. The whole thing was stuck in. This whole thing was not inundated, the spoon and covered over like mud on the children. I hate to give that example, but Lamais, if you viewed it like mud, the children, right? The children we had, it was delicious, no? It's delicious. It wasn't like mud at all, right? But if you put it over the whole thing, that's the way Hagala works. It wasn't over the whole thing. So that's 1A and 1B. A being the Iker reason. Okay, 2. 2A and then 2B. The two is Hagol only works with Mayim Rodchim, bottom line. And here this spoon was Makabel Tam from the Kedera even beforehand with the Chom of Yatza lettuce bowl. So it's very hard to say, Lamaisa, that the Hagol only works with Mayim Rodchim. You don't have that here. This spoon is Makabel Tam from the Kedera, Kodem Lachem, before it's Rotech with the Chom of Yatza lettuce bowl. When you do Hagol, Lamaisa, it has to be bubbling. Okay, it is Yatza lettuce bowl, but it has to be bubbling. It's hard to say you stick it in the chulin. Lamaisa, it did not have that degree of Mayim Rotchim. It wasn't water as well, right? And even if you say you don't need water, Lamaisa, it wasn't Roteach. So that's two, and then the 2B is that even the Suffolk Yatzel lettuce bowl, the Isser's Miskayim Kfar Isser. Hagala only works when it's Bavadai Retichim, right? In other words, Lamaisa, with even a Suffolk Yatzel lettuce bowl, it's Miskayim Kfar the Isser, right? Hagala only works rock when it's Vadai boiling. Vadai boiling. We know that even Masafik Yatza lettuce bowl, there's a Bliya. So it's hard to say sticking it in a chulin should be treated like what? Treated like Hagala. Even Masafik Yatza lettuce bowl, the Isser gets in there. Here, Hagala, it's got to be Vadai Rotchim. Okay. Continuing now. Let's get to it. Halacha l'maisa. What happens when the milchik spoon is a bas yomo, which we're dealing with? It's stuck into a kedera b'saris bas yomo, but it's full of hot water. No chulent. There's no chulent. It's a fleshik ben yomo pot that has boiling hot water in. You stick a milchik spoon in, and the shishim the kedera connected the kaf. What do you say? So the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter because it's not barnat. What's the not barnat? The meat into the walls of the pot, now the walls of the pot into the water. Now the milchik spoon goes in. That's not barnat. Says the shach lefi the Ramah, it's usser, the spoon. Because not barnat is a problem. The Ramah usser is not barnat. Bez Hashem, we'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it, Bez Hashem, yes. Bez Hashem. Siyat and the Shemaya. But the Chavis Das and the Rim Simkone is steering the Ramah. The Dark Emotions Simkone and the Ghost of Shulchan Aruch and Sifhei, when we get to it tomorrow, Bez Hashem, says not barnat, it's only mutter of the Shishim. He says, if there's shishim, it's mutter. There was shishim here. So why are you machmir? So the Chavis Das says, I want you to know something. Mikra din the Ramah's mekel, not parna if there's shishim. But the Ramah writes there is a minig to be aser. This is the minig. He doesn't quote the minig in Sif Hey. He quotes it right here in Sif Gimel, Yaakov. And the Shach in Sif Kot Yedzayin says that the Ramah was machmir when there's shishim only the gabi the food. But the minig is what? Meaning we don't invoke the minig by the food. The food is good. We only invoke the minig by the kli. Here we're talking about what? The kli. The meilin. The meilin, we have the minig to aser. So this is the pshat halacha l'maisa. According to Rabbi Kivegra and the Shach and Sifkot and Ches, if there's shishim in the water connected to the kaf will be mutter. Because not parnat with shishim is mutter. When there's no shishim connected to the kaf, it's aser. That's like not parnat ragil with the Ramaz makran. Okay. How do we define, guys, the whole day we've been saying, how do you define, it's getting late, a kaf bas yom? What is a kaf bas yom? What is it defined as? Milchik spoon, stuck into the chulin. When do we start, when does the clock start, the mi'es leis, of the kaf? Because why? It's going to aser vayter midin basa b'chalo, when you stick it into a new one, new tafshul. When is it considered ben yom or not? Do you go from the time of the basar? I'm sorry. Do you go from the time that the milchiks went in the spoon, which is earlier, or when you stick it in the basar? Now, I would have said what? What would you guys have said? When the isser's formed, when the basar. Oh, so the shach and sifkot and yud, the maisa, points out, and this is the way the bach and the chavis das and sifkot and vav say, you go from the time it was used for the milchiks. Because the Isser is a combination of Basa v'chalov when the time is not Pagum. So, L'maisa, Rabbi Kivegar says, well, if the Taruvis is a Min B'Shein Umino, Rabbi Kivegar and the Chavis Das have gotten Beis, I want you to see. If the Taruvis is Min B'Shein Umino, which is derives a bottle only B'Shishim, you should be Machmer. We're only making B'Shas Adchak. If the Taruvis, the next food, is the same mixture from the Tchiva Rishona, then there's Ruz to be making. That's Min Mimino. He rises Baltimore Barov. You don't need Shishim. And he blives Sarachim Ladina. But I want you to get this. The Shach has this Chiddush according to the Bach of the Chavadas. You count it from when? You count it from the original what? Milchiks. And the Shach himself says no. You go from the time it's stuck in the Chulent, and the Kaf is Makabal Tam Isser. Yes? So the machlok is when the clock starts. Obviously, the shach is being more machmer, right? Because it won't be pogem until you know you start to count from the later time. Rabbi Kivegar, though, on the shach is going to ask, I don't understand if the kaf starts from the basa b'cholov. When you get to the 24-hour period later, the cholov is what? No sentam lefkam. From the pam achron that was stuck in the milchus. So why is it going to be mamshich and isser? And he says, L'churi should be make on this, because why? You don't say Chanan at all in the Kaf, in Chanan the Kalim, and Rabbi Kivegar Blab Sarachim. So Lamais, he has a kash on this Shach. But the Rosh Hashulchan, nonetheless, Paskins like the Shach, that you count the clock starts from the time you stuck it into the Chulent. Halach Lamais. Which is Mistabra, I thought. That's when the Issus formed, no? That's when the Issus formed. Especially in light of the fact, remember we had that svar in the beginning of the summer? I think it wasn't it a Chassam Sofer, the Barei HaShulchan quoted? Remember we had a svar that the real Isser is the Basar, it's just the spot of the Chalav? You know, isn't this seeming to highlight that what you're going Basar based on the Chalav, that the Chalav is? Okay, that itself we said was a big Chiddush, but L'chura, I guess you could look at it both ways. When the Isser's formed, do we look back at when the first element was, or when the second element? L'chura, but it only came out with the second element. Even though the Rabbi Kivegar has two kashas on the Shach, that the Cholov should be what? pagam already. And number two, you don't say chanan bekelim, but nonetheless, this is what the Aruch HaShulchan passes like the shach. Okay. Also, let's get to it. Usage of kelim, let's say, in the situation where there was not shishim keneged the kaf, you stuck the milchik spoon in the fleshik shulant, everything's a bas yoma, but you didn't have shishim keneged the kaf. So here the Beis Yosef, the Torah holds it's also to use the kedera, but it's mutter bitzone. Can you use it cold? Even if it's liquid, even if it's lach, you're not being nana migufeser. That's the famous phrase. So, lemaisim, I'm not allowed to use lemaisim, the hot pot, but I am allowed to use it when it cools down. Because I stuck what? A hot spoon into the fleshik pot of chulant. But I let it cool down. Can I let it? You can I use it when it cools down? What's the din? So the Torah says yes. I'm not being nana from Gufa Isser, and the Mordechai says no. It's usher. It's usher to use balach even mitzone to put a dariyavish in there to use it as storage. That's mutter because this is not the end. But he says use it for cold lach would be a problem. And the machaber passes like the Torah. The main shishim a kol usher bahana filak deire ach. Even if the tzone is lach, says the shach, since if cut yud beis, came she'enu nana migufa iser. That's the phrase. And therefore, even though it was a hot spoon, milk spoon in the fleshik pot, if anything cools down, no problem. You can use it for storage, even by a liquid thing, not a problem. Now, what do you do with the tavshil that is usher bas b'chol? We spoke about it at the beginning of the summer, but let's say it over. Piskei tshuva and sifka nei in the Shaar HaTzion we quoted. And Rochaim Smetokhem Chesiv Kotten Ayin Hey, that goes to Monios, the Sharidu, the Tashbasis of Heth, the Rishal, Marshal Torah the Tas. Also, you got to destroy it or throw it to the, flush it down the toilet. You can't even give it to a dog that's not yours. And the Goan and the Makor Chayim and the Chuvis Binyan Tzion, they say you can give it to a Hefter dog. This Chumrah was only by Chomets, not by Basim Chomets. It's only a Chumrah by Chomets. And the Mishabruah Shaar HaTzion and the Chos Pesach. Paskins halacha lamaisa, like that goes from one is the first shita that it's a dindi raisa. Even shari surino like basa b'cholov, not just chametz, it's also to give it to a dog that's not yours. Okay, three more nakudis, and then we get the siv dalu. A pot lamaisa. Let's get it. Halacha lamaisa. A pot that had cooked basa b'chol in it. Is it mutter to cook water in there? Of course not for achiv. But what about it's not for achiv? You want to put your foot in there. You want to bathe your foot. Can you do that? I'm using it. Sharidur and Torah Schatis say it's mutter to heat up water in such a pot, even derive a benefit, as long as the water is not used with tzarach achiv and shtir. What's the svara? There's no iser in the pot. It's balua tam iser. So by achilu, you're nenem in tam iser, the tafshul's aser. Hanoa is not achilu. It's not nenem from the iser basa b'cholov. You're not nenem from the tama iser. You're nenem from the water itself. Mordechai says it's aser. The aser to use a davalach, the tafshul b'kli, aser li shtamish, b'davalach, she's basa b'kli, she balua bo basa b'cholov. So says the Taz pshat Mordechai. But I want you to get this. The Taz is assuming the Mordechai's cholik on the Shari Durin. But the Minchas Yaakov in the Zagos Aros on the Tur Sifka now with his Masbir that the Mordechai is not being cholik on the Shari Durin. He's motivated by a Dovershein Tzorach Lachili would also be mutter to put hot water in there. He's just cholik on the Tur Latzorach Achila. That's usher to put in even a cold thing. Because the Tur Lamaisa allowed it, Halach Lamaisa, the Tur Lamaisa allowed a cold thing. He's arguing on that, Lamaisa. He's arguing on that. So Poshim Shad, is the Mordechai arguing on even using it for bathing? That's what the Taz says. Minchas Yaakov says no. He was only arguing on the Torah using it for what? Achila for storage. Okay. Last two nakudis. What is the din of the Tavshil? Did the food come yet, Yehuda?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thank you. What is the din of the Tavshil? And I want to say, Yehuda, you not, might not be here tomorrow. I wish you a mazel tov. Hopefully you will be here tomorrow. If not, we'll be build a bais lemon b'Yisroel. We appreciate everything you do for us, Lamaisa, and we build a bais lemon b'Yisroel with your kala. Everything should be good business, ship. Well, everything he helped me with, Lamaisin, they helped the Kayu, everything in general. HaKadosh Baruch should give you all good bracha v'atzlof. Last two nekudas on this sieve, what is the din of the tafshul? That the tafshul is cooked with the kedera that's neser basa b'chol, but it was not a bas yoma. It's not a bas yoma. It was cooked in a kedera that was awesome in time basa b'chol, but it was not a ben yoma. So here the Beis Yosef quotes in Darkei Moshe Sifkon Gimel, and the Taz and Sifkon Dav, the Borei Ashur and Sifkon Lamed Tes, a big machloikis. The Gosa Ashurin, the Ma'ari, and the Marshal, Aseret Ba'achilu. Since the Kedera is also Ba'anoe, Yisra Anoe is also Li'olam. So it's also Ba'achilu, even though it's Nosot Tal Lefkam. Now, if you saw the Ma'ari, the Chumas Adeshin, and the Gosa Ashurin, the Sifkon Ches, give a way to Matar. Did you see that? Sifkon Ches, what's the way to Matar? You could be potent, you could eat the tafsu and potent the value of the kedera. If the kedera is worth $50, give $50 and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Then you could eat the tafsu. So even them that say it's also the achila, they say there's a way to get out of it. And the Shavet, the Torah Shachan says, Mutta b'achila. The kedera is no satam of kam. It's not about Yoma. The kedera itself is Mutta b'ano. What's the achroah? The Rosh Hashulchan, the Sivkon Tevov, and the Borei Hashulchan, Paskin Lekula. Based on the Ramah, that the tafsu is mutar b'achila. So that could come up quite a bit. If you have a pot that is full of basar b'chalav in it, but it's ain't a ben yomo, bli inside, you cook by mistake. Food in it, the food is mutar al pidin machlekes. Okay, last nekuda, Pesachei Teshuvah in Sifkon Vav, Chasam Sofer writes, are you allowed to sell to a goy a pot that is balua basar b'chalav in it or not? Yes or no? Even if it's a bas yomo. What do you mean? This could come up, a garage sale. You had a kedera there, a balua basa b'chalav. You want to sell it to a goy. What do you say? Mutter. Because you're not being nen any gufa iser. It's balua inside. Okay, that ends Sif Gimel. Let's go to Sif Dalet, guys. Okay, let's go to Sif Dalet. Says in the Shulchan Aruch, whatever you stick a spoon that's not a ben yoma b'kedera. Not a ben yom kedera. I want to write a shtickle terribly on the Rosh Baba Klosha. We had all shtickle inside of Gimel. We had it earlier in Shir today about what? We had it earlier in Shir about the Shach of Harvey Pumman, the Smack said Harvey Pumman. 1,000 times it becomes what? Kanan, right? You need Shishu 1,000 times. Lomai said Chavis, that's used on Klosha. And then we try to use on Klosha again. Legabe what? Legabe the Kaf, Chetokhbo Solik Deiru. And then we had Lamaisa trying to use it. Well, the din of what? The din of could it be Hagol? That's not really a klosha, but interesting din. Okay, let's get this now. You stick a spoon that's not a ben yoma in the kedera. Milk spoon. What's the din? The kedera and the tafs are mutter. What about the kaf? What about the kaf? The kaf's also the chachila. Beinim boser, beinim cholof. But b'dievet, it's not usher because it's not a bas yoma. So the Beis Yosef says, why is it usher? Because it was bolei atam meshubach. The kedera and tafshul was bolei atam pogum, right? Because when it went in, it was pogum. But the spoon originally had tam meshubach, so the karchiv it's usher. Plus the Beis Yosef adds on, even after you stick the spoon into the fleshic pot, if you stick the pot, lemais, you stick the calf is usher. You stuck it into a milk pot afterwards. The calf is usher because balua babasir, and it asks the kedera chalavis. It asks the milk kedera. If there's not shishim connected to the calf, that's what the marshal, the taz, and the shachs and zivkon dal. So again, if after you stuck the spoon lemaisa to the fleshik one, you took it out, you stuck it in, you stuck it with what? To a milk pot. Toch meis leis. Even though the spoon itself is an ena ben yoimo of milchiks originally, but you stuck it in that, and then you stuck it into a milchik one. So the calf will be usher, and asher is the milchik one. Halacha lemaisa. Very interesting case. And the shach and Sifkon Yigimel says the calf is usher, davka to basar chal, but per parvitz mutal chachila. Because again, the spoon started off being what? Pagam in the milchik. You stuck it in the fleshiks. And then Lamaisa, the fleshiks before you what? Then you do meisles in the milchik one. But the original what problem was only pagam, so it's also the pina basar or chava, but parva it'll be mutter l'chachila. Now the Prima Gadim writes in the Sifte Das and Sifkon Yigimel, that's Tafka Mikra Din, please get it. But the minig is, later on in Sif Hey, we'll see tomorrow, and the Shach in Sadi Gimel Sifkon says, also to use it even for Parva. Remember I said Lashar Dvarim, so it's the minig is we also even use it for Parva in such a case. Allah Allah, even though Mikra Din, it should be mutter. We had said Lashar Dvarim over there, It was also because that was within Nosan Tam of Kam. That was within Nais Lance. So that's why there's good reason to be Machmir. Allah Almighty. That's why there's good reason, at least a minute, to be Machmir. Okay. Let's close with the following. I forgot to mention when we're doing the Sugya in Avodah Zarah about Kol Yom Yom Nasa Gil Chavero, which was the Rashba's whole stickle, Aklosha, where it came from. Rava's Teretz that eventually was ended up Kashi in the Gemara. I think there was another time we had Kashi. You guys remember who it was? Befapapea, no? There was another line in the Gemara we had Befapapea. Well, let's close with this. And that is, when there is Basar Kachim goes into a Kli, you need Marika Vishtifa. There's a Machlis Ramam Rai we never mentioned when you do the Marika Vishtifa. It's in Pirakesel, Lesmaisa, Kabonis, Lachi Adala. Ramam says you do before it becomes Dosar. And the Rai, it says only afterwards. So that makes sense. According to Ramam, you want to do when it's a Terabala. Before it becomes Nosar. That was a chiluk given in the Gemara in the last after Mesechus Avodah Zarah. One of the terutzim before Nasgiv Bukhara has been a terabala yitzurabal. So the Rabbah makes sense. What's trying to arrive at the Yiganu Marik Mishti after it already became Asr? So it's a Chura Pel. So Rav Shechter Shlita wanted to tain it based on the shtickle that we said that it's Ra'ah, using a Klishal Isser. So he wanted to tain it. You have the din of Panu Chadash's Bolakan by the din of what? You put it into a furnace. Panim Chadashus makes it mutter. Why does it make it mutter? There's still Isser there. The Gabi Tumah Vitar, I understand Panim Chadashus Balakan. But vis-a-vis this din of what? The Bliyas Isser is still there. So if Shechter wanted to tain it, no. It's not this, a clean, this establishable Isser when you what? When you put it in the furnace. It's Panim Chadashus Balakan. It's no longer that same clean that was the establishable Isser. So in the same vein, he wants to be Mazbe this Raivit. In the same vein, he wants to be mazbe the shitas arayvid, tremendous chiddush, that the arayvid holds, it's no longer a kli, shebalu bo iser, once I use it for what? Once I, the noso is in her, once I do merikim mishtif, it's no longer that same kli. So memela, it's a tam kolish, and there was enough to mafkiya the kli shel iser, memela, I don't have a problem, you shtamish be kli shel iser. That's what he wanted to tain it. It makes it a tam kolish when you put it in the furnace, and therefore it's a kli shel iser, I mafkiya that, Lamaisa, and that's the lumbus in the rival why you wait, halacha lamaisa, till after the nosa's in there. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start Sifhei, this on the Shem. Who wants to give the Chabur on Thursday? And then Shem, we can play ball on Thursday. Who wants to play ball? Am I the only one who wants to play ball? Maisha, Svi, you want to play ball on Thursday? Okay, maybe, it's a suffix. So Yoel, you know, I thought you wanted to play. This week you have a wedding on Thursday. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see. Who wants to give the chabura? Whoever wants to play Thursday too. I will see. Is that the ship? Okay. We have enough. You have enough soda and everything? Water? What do you think? Okay, good. Chef. Very good. What do they have? He brought the food, yeah?
Yeah.
The ship. Okay. So you're going now? Or do you have to go now?
No.
Oh, you're here the whole day?
Yeah.
This other show. Great.